Getting an update this morning on things happening in the Bronson School District as we welcome in Bronson Superintendent of Schools, Jim Moddert. Has it seemed like an abnormally long week in the school district this week, Jim, compared to last week?
Yes, it certainly has. It is good to be back to normal, but last week we ended up being in school a day and a half.
A lot of folks ask about, okay, what's that mean for having to make up any days or things like that? Where does it, with school districts now in the state of Michigan, I guess I'm unsure on where that stands. At what point would you ever have to make up days or stretch days out?
I think we're forgiven 30 hours, and then and it's also based on the number of days. We have missed 4 complete days so far and parts of others. And so it's a combination of days and hours. We're still, one full day away from, we could take one additional full day before we have to begin making up. So.
Okay, and with Mother Nature around here, who knows?
Yeah, that's correct. It's subject to question every day.
There you go. You guys are on the lookout for a new school board member in Bronson.
That's correct. We have a vacancy. Board member Ron Hostetler resigned his position last Monday night at our organizational meeting, and we're looking for someone to fill it. And our board policy indicates that we need to open that to any U.S. citizen, district resident, someone that's a registered voter within the Bronson District. And so we're taking applications until February 3rd. And then this person who was appointed will serve until the end of this calendar year, 2014. And if they want to continue on, then they would run in the November election for the 6-year term to follow.
Okay. All right. A couple things, too, on the health front in the district right now, a new medical clinic at the junior-senior high school.
Yes. We're really excited about that. They just opened up Tuesday of this week. It's a telemed clinic. And students can get some medical services and some testing done and so on right here in our high school. And it's staffed by a nurse, and they have direct online connections with the pediatrician's office and so on. And they can get to other nurses and doctors online and take care of a lot of the kids' needs right there. And we're hoping that it'll cut down on absences, cut down on time lost out of school to go to the doctor's offices and so on, and so we're really excited about this.
Yeah, they do telemedicine. And Coldwater has started it up as well, and I know they're hoped to have it in Quincy at some point, too, with the grant money that's available for that. And like you said, it does provide a service, in talking with the folks from the hospital, that sometimes for parents even it's tough to get out of work, to get your kid to the doctor, those kinds of things. If the parents have the permission slip signed for the kids, they can take care of a lot of that right there at the school. So that sounds like it's a good thing. Also, taking care of kids' teeth maybe a little bit too, right?
That's correct. We have a real nice program that we're planning to run toward the end of February. It's from an organization called Smiles on Wheels. And they come in, and they will serve our entire K-12 student population, and just have to have parents okay on this to look at their teeth, to do cleanings and sealants, and it's all free work. They don't take x-rays or do anything with fillings or anything like that, but what they do is they connect with local dentists and refer students who need additional attention directly to the dentist. So it's a great program. It's grant-funded, and we're really glad to have that coming
okay.
to Bronson.
Earlier this week when the board met, you actually hired a new teacher at the junior-senior high school.
That's correct. We had an opening. A teacher left during the Christmas break, had an opportunity to take a position right near his hometown, and his wife also had an opportunity there, and so unfortunately, we think he was a good teacher, and he left us during the middle of the year here, but we were able to get a great, what we think is going to be a great replacement, Joseph Stempian, who's a former Bronson graduate coming home to teach.
Okay. What classes he's teaching, you know?
He's going to be teaching social studies and also a health class, and I think he has one Math Plus class, which is a program for students that maybe a little bit behind in their math, and they're trying to catch up.
All right. Obviously, you always need to keep an eye on what's happening with your buildings around the district and looking at not only currently, but into the future as well, and that's been on the mind of the board too.
That's correct. Actually, right now, we're working with Honeywell Incorporated. About 12 or 13 years ago, we did a performance contract with them, and it's time to maybe consider that again. They come in and do a feasibility study. They look at all of our systems and, you know, the heating and the electrical and all those kinds of things, and they diagnose areas where they feel that there can be substantial savings. And they, in fact, this performance contract, they guarantee X dollars of savings. And it may not pay for the entire project, everything that we want to have happen, but it certainly would pay for some of those things to be completed over a period of time. Mm-hmm. And they also help us get into some very low interest financing for that portion that wouldn't be paid by savings.
Well, and the technology has changed so much here in the last 10 years, it kind of makes sense to constantly be looking at where you might be able to save.
That's correct.
All right. Yes. Sounds like busy times going on in the Bronson School District. Again, if anyone's interested in that school board position, the application deadline is coming up on Monday, February 3rd. Just get a hold of the office there and get more information. Or I think we've got information on our website, too. Folks could click on to search for the Bronson School Board position in that. Jim, thanks, and we'll stay in touch. Hopefully you guys will have a long and productive winter and spring here with no more snow days.
I'd really look forward to that. Thank you.
Great, appreciate it.
Good talking with you, Ken.
You too. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
Jim Motter, Superintendent of Schools in the Bronson School District with us this morning.